Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Jehovah knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Well, as Phil mentioned, we're starting a new cycle. About every 3.5-4 years, we come back to Psalm 1. I get to move the marker ribbon in my Bible back to the front. And we start with Psalm 1, obviously. Well, unless you're a computer programmer, then you think we should start with Psalm 0. But Psalm 1 and 2 are often said to be the introduction to the whole book of Psalms. They have two. They speak of two different things that are the pretty much the character, the nature of the entire book of Psalms. The contrast between the godly and the ungodly and God's covenant goodness. And then in Psalm 2, the Messiah's triumph and kingdom, the coming of Jesus, and what that means to the earth and to his people. And those two themes run throughout the Bible. Now, one of the things we learn as children is the idea of compare and contrast. To look at one thing and then look at the opposite, how different it is, and in what ways it's similar, if there are any. And this is what Psalm 1 really does. It starts right off with the very simple question, which one are you? There are only two groups of people in this world, well, in any world. Only two. Which one are you? Are you going to be the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly? Or, contrast, are you going to be one of the ones who listens to the counsel of the godless ones? Who is informed and led by people who have no care for God and no knowledge of his word? Are you going to be the one who does not stand in the path of sinners? Or are you going to be the one that's comfortable, walking along the same road as the people who hate God? Are you going to be the one who refuses to sit in the seat of the scorners, in the scorner's chair, as we say in the other versions? Or are you going to be the one who stands apart from them and doesn't join in the conduct of the ungodly and the wicked? We should be the, you know, we look at the ones who his delight is in the law of Jehovah. One of the things that saddens me in the church, and for those of you who can't see me, I'm doing the finger quote thing, in the church is the question, how far can I go but not quite sin? How close can I come to sinning, which is fun, without really making God so mad he doesn't love me anymore? Well, that's not the question we should ask. The question the Bible says is his delight is in the law of the Lord. Not this is the thing he wants to get as close to offending as he can, but his delight is to do what God loves. And his law he meditates day and night, studies it to find out what God wants, what he should do to please the Lord. And this one shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, trees, you know, are sensitive to having water. And a tree planted by the river is one that will not go dry, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf will not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Now the contrast that comes out is the ungodly are not so. Now this doesn't do a point by point, which is why I did, but the ungodly are not like this guy. They're like the chaff which the wind drives away. And in a culture that doesn't work its own grain, we really don't know what that's like. But in sifting grain, you know, you take like wheat off the stalk and you toss it up in the air and the chaff, the stuff that's no good, is blown off. And the heavier good grain falls into the basket to be caught and kept. The chaff is driven away, but the godly will stay. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Now, kids, that's a turn of phrase that's kind of awkward in this version. It doesn't mean they're not going to stand judgment. They are going to have to stand before God in judgment, but they're not going to survive it. They're not going to stand through the judgment. They're going to be put down and defeated. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. I feel fairly confident in saying there's at least one sinner in this room, in this congregation. Probably at least one unredeemed person in this room. The congregation they're speaking of is in heaven and then later in the new heavens and earth. the congregation of the righteous, where there are no false professors, because they will not have stood through the judgment, and they will not make it 2 years. Because Jehovah knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And I don't think that verse needs a whole lot of explication. The Lord knows and follows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So we see in Psalm 1, again, the contrast between the ungodly and the godly, and leaves everyone with the question, are you standing in Jesus? Are you following the way of the Lord? Or are you defiant against him and despise his law? And that's something to consider. And we're going to sing now the second version of Psalm 1b. Thank you.